We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I am a huge fan of Frank Caliendo. He used to come visit us back when people used to visit, but this is many years ago, and I first heard about him when he was doing John Madden, and everybody in America knows Frank Caliendo coming to Pittsburgh Thursday, December 2nd at the Carnegie Library Music Hall in Homestead. Frank, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
You were the first to ever name our 101-year-old station Kadika.
Hey, man, that's the George W. Bushification of stuff, you know?
That was funny.
We could have trumped it. It's we would have just called it Trump. That's what we would have called it for me. And we're doing a tremendous job.
No, I don't know. Some of that stuff. The Madden thing is crazy too, because did you see the they're doing a big documentary on him for Christmas on Fox, for the Fox, I don't know if it's the Fox pregame show or what, but it's a huge thing about John Madden. I don't think I did anything for it, but I don't remember.
They shafted you.
No, I think it's probably better. You know, John, why does John Madden want me?
You know, when you say the things you say and you do the things you do, and you know,
because I do stuff like that, and then people are like, oh, I don't know if Frank Caliendo should have been involved in this.
Did Madden get mad at you for imitating him, where other people would say, I heard you say, but it was you saying it, not him?
Yeah, well, he would get upset because I would say things and sound so close to him. That, you know, he'd be like, people get confused if it's me saying things or if it's him saying things, or, you know, and when you don't know who's saying it, you don't know. I'm like, well, could you imagine now with, you know, the deep fake technology and stuff like that? And I think my head just exploded. yeah, which I never use any of that deep fake technology because I think it's going to be outlawed eventually, because when you can look exactly like somebody and
it's
put
scary.
Words in their mouth, yeah, I don't like that stuff. So I still like the art of it.
But I love the fact that you can do these riffs. I've seen your shows number of places, Hard Rock down in Lauderdale. I've seen you here in Pittsburgh. And
their stalking laws.
How fast you can transition from one to the other to the other. That's remarkable.
Yeah, that's because I grew up loving Robin Williams. You know, watching it. Oh, amazing. What are we going to do? Help me. Okay. You know, that kind of a thing. So I kind of combined that and watching, you know, the impressionists that I saw growing up. And I tried to combine the two things and actually end up having conversations. If I went to a Pittsburgher, I went to Jeff Goldblum, hello, why would you do that? Why not? Because there's just so much going on here. Ooh,
to go on talking about John Madden, explaining, see, what he does is, I mean, he doesn't give pauses. I mean, he just talks in between them. And then you go, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. I mean, I don't know why he doesn't want that. And then you go a little Adam Sandler and make it be okay.
Hey, you.
Oh, my God. Frank Caliendo. So, Frank, I know that John Gruden's career just blew up, and you were invited to actually speak to his football team at one point. I saw a video while he was sitting there. That had to be kind of an out-of-body experience.
Well, you know, I've known him for years, and you know, I don't know. It's a weird situation for me because I'd never heard anything like, you know, the trouble he'd gotten in and stuff like that. Although I've heard tons of football coaches talk, and a lot of them talk and just say garbage. A lot comes out of their mouths. But yeah, for me, going there, and I always like doing the impression with the person. Because then they do. When Madden met me, he's like, I get it now. You know, that kind of a thing. I've actually taken Gruden out of the act because people want me to, you know, people want me to say certain things and stuff. And I'm like, it's weird for me because I know players on that team as well and am friends with people on that team. And, you know, it's just too close to home for me. I think that eventually there'll be a way to do it for me because I celebrate people. That's usually what I do with my impressions is I have fun and the stuff I enjoy about the people. But when they're in the news so negatively and have such a big problem, it's just not the way I do stuff. But I think eventually it'll be a way to, you know, be eventually me just saying something Gruden like, be careful what you write in your emails, man. You know, that kind of thing. Because eventually he's going to be, you know, he already is thought of as a person who, you know, you got to be careful. And you have to evolve with the times and stuff like that. And so I think that eventually that becomes something that you, for me at least, the way I do my comedy could talk about in a little
is
more.
Is there any apprehension as you're developing a character ever meeting that person just because of the aspect that they may not like it?
There's some of that, but to be honest with you, I go for the thing I like about the person. Most people that know I do it know that's what I do with it. Jim Nantz called me a couple weeks ago. I'd actually reached out to somebody and said, give Jim Nantz my number because I do the Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. Tony Romo is like, oh, Jim, this is amazing and incredible and incredibly amazing. And here we go, Jim. And then because I can only say certain words as Jim Nantz, I just go, Tony, because that's what he does when he gets excited on a play. He'll go to the sideline. So it's somebody's messing with the volume control on the console and, you know, to the sideline. But I told him that's why I can only say Tony. Now, Nantz and Romo actually do my bit during games sometimes. They'll go, here we go, Jim. Tony. So,
did you ever meet Al Pacino? Because I love your Al Pacino. And I was curious.
Not. I have not, and I always wish I had, and I wish someday I will, because let me tell you this, Larry. I love chewing gum. I chew gum on the radio. That's what I do. Right here on Kadika.
Oh, man. Who's your favorite impression?
It changes. When they're new, they're a lot of fun. It depends on I like the actors. If it's an actor that I like, so like Robert Downey Jr., which I've decided that the way to talk like Robert Downey Jr. is just have to burp halfway through every sentence. So it's those kinds of little things that are like Morgan Freeman. A lot of people love that one. Charles Barkley, that's really good. It depends on what people like. You know, I like to see the reaction out of people more than anything.
And who did you meet that said, one of your celebrities that you've imitated that say, oh, I heard you do a great impression of me. That puts you on the spot.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of who's, you know, Barkley's always loves, like, Frank, you got to keep doing me. I'm like, why is that? Because every time you do it, I make more money. It's like, I get a new commercial. Yeah, I don't know. I've done so many sports people. I meet more of the sports people I've done impressions of as opposed to, you know, some of the other actors and stuff. I don't know. We'll have to save that one for next guy because I can't even think of a person that, you know, Leno always liked it. That old school Jay Leno liked it. Letterman was, hey, Frank, are you going to do me on the show? do a little, Paul? Yeah, Dave. That was fun because Dave would always, like, ask me to do it on the show, and everybody said he always hated impressions.
But although, he didn't, you know, hate you doing it. I saw you on the show, and he's sitting there laughing while you sound just like him and then talking to Paul all at the same time as your John Madden.
Yeah, he loved it. And you know who did really love it was Norm MacDonald, who's passed away recently. I was the one guy, he's like, yeah, you know, Frank Kelly, you know, he does a pretty good me there, you know. Everybody else says he does a not-so-good version, you know.
Well, you are coming to Pittsburgh December 2nd, Carnegie Library Music Hall in Homestead. And since it is Pittsburgh, we have to ask you about working with Terry Bradshaw.
I tell you what, I can't remember anything I just said. Terry's
my favorite, one of my favorite human beings. Just because, who else does highlights in football where you have to be able to read, remember names, and know what's going on in the play to describe it? And then the Fox has Terry Bradshaw going, oh, there's a guy, I missed it.
That's Terry.
That's it.
Yeah, he's the best. He's so fantastic. I love him. He's a super great guy.
Frank Caliendo, December 2nd, Carnegie Library Music Hall of Homestead. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.